And at this time on KCNI KBBN Radio, visiting with Dave Manerick of the Nebraska Sports Council. Of course, they are the ones that help put on the Cornhusker State Games each and every year in the state of Nebraska. Dave joins us on the phone now. Dave, hello, and thank you for taking the time to visit with us.
Glad to be on with you. Thanks for the time.
Man, I can only imagine the challenges that have been put forth in front of you and your team and staff as you prepare for the Cornhusker State Games. Obviously, we go back to the month of March when the coronavirus really started to affect a lot of things across our nation and across our world, and certainly right here in the state of Nebraska. Dave, just talk a little bit about the challenge that this coronavirus situation has caused for you and your team as you still try to organize the Cornhusker State Games.
Well, not unlike most businesses and organizations, individuals and families that are dealing with it, the biggest challenge is really uncertainty. We're not certain exactly what will be safe and allowed. We're not certain what the confidence level or the feeling of safety will be for the potential participants and volunteers. And all of that adds into the uncertainty of the financial outcome of an event like ours, which is, you know, any given year, fairly uncertain anyway. So that's the biggest thing is just trying to figure out, you know, what we can do, what might be, you know, how it might be done, and what it might mean financially to the organization overall, because we certainly need, we owe it to the state and our organization, all of our sponsors that we're still around next year. So that's kind of the big picture, but things are looking a lot better right now than they were in, you know, say, mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
For us, We're certain that we're going to be able to do some things unless there's a catastrophic, you know, surge, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So all of our events that are on what we call the non-contact list, you can kind of, in your own head, kind of get a vision of, like, the shooting sports, you know, golf, all of our walk events, you know, our 5K road race, all of those events are going to go on, and we'll take the recommended measures, safety measures, to make sure they go on safely and the people can enter those with confidence. We're still in wait and see mode on what the powers that be define as medium contact events. So you have, you know, and there's a kind of a wide variance there, but for instance, volleyball has been cleared and softball and baseball for practices and games as of, for certain, the middle of June. So those events in our state games will go on. The way we do the tournaments and how we have a multi-team event is yet to be kind of worked out. We think we have the right plan in place, and we're working with the governor's office and health department officials to make sure it's done safely in those medium contact events that have been allowed. But then there are other events on the full contact side that right now there's no window, there's no clearance yet even to start practicing, and those include, for us, the main ones would be basketball and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that we're going to be able to do more than half of our sports is a great feeling, and our team is they're working hard to make sure it happens and that it happens safely. Our passion, our whole real reason for existence is to give Nebraskans an opportunity to do something really fun that's family friendly and healthy. And so we're going to pursue and offer that wherever we can.
Well, Dave, I think a lot of people are very excited that you are still planning to do the games this year, because I think that by the time, well, we're already seeing it, I think, to an extent, as we come into the month of June, there obviously is a great desire to get out and to participate in activities. So I'm sure that many across the state are so excited that you're still going to have a games of some kind this year. As far as the dates of the games, Dave, are they as they were way back when you had first scheduled this for 2020. Have you done any thinking about changing dates, or are you just standing pat with what was originally planned?
All of the dates are still on as they were originally planned. That could change, especially if in those full contact sports we kind of determine that it's not going to be allowed now and we're able to do it later. I think the likelihood of that is lessening day by day, just because the later event schedule in the late summer and early fall is really full already and filling up faster with events that have been postponed before ours. So July 17th through the 26th, especially those two weekends, July 17, 18, 19, and then July 24, 25, 26, most of our events are going to be those two weekends. And we're going to stick to that. There are a handful on the previous weekend in July, so I believe it's 10, 11, 12. I think we have a handful, maybe five sports that weekend. But to answer your question, everything is on as scheduled right now.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I know that in the past you guys have worked so hard to create a very special opening ceremony for the event. Because of the current situation, opening ceremonies, will there be something along those lines, or is that still to be determined yet?
I would put that on the still to be determined list. We really have about this week to decide if it's going to be allowed and feasible to do a live in-person opening ceremonies. But we have contingencies in mind for potentially a drive-up opening ceremonies, where most of the elements, the key elements, would still be your mystery torch lighter, some skydivers, things like that would still be part of an event that people would enjoy from their vehicle or just outside their vehicle. That's one option if it's not allowed or feasible for us to do a live event. And then the other option is to do more of a video or virtual event. And we have plenty of elements that would make that very entertaining and I think something pretty special for the athletes to at least watch. We know that we're going to be able to do our regular meal distribution. Folks who are participants in the games, they get a free meal that's part of the Friday night celebration before opening ceremonies, and the school system here already has an awesome meal distribution in place that they do for the school kids, school families every week through the pandemic here. So we're going to use that distribution network and still have our donated food and all of that for the athletes.
Dave, it's really, I think, neat to see how people adjust to what has been happening here. It just amazes me at what people will come up with to continue to do things, whether it be business or continue to have an event. And I know that the torch run has always been a big part of the Cornhusker State Games. Because of the current situation, you created what you call the virtual torch run. I believe that is currently in progress. Can you just talk about that a little bit and how it's went for you?
Yeah, it's turned out to be a really cool event. The torch run, if people aren't familiar with it, is modeled after the Olympic Games torch run, where the torch would pass from runner to runner on a route throughout the home country, and it would signify that the games are coming up. It was an awareness tool and get people in the spirit of the games and also cause some national unity by having it pass from person to person all the way across the country. Well, that's what our torch run typically is. It's not done, like all 24 hours with an eternal flame. We've never done it like that. But we do pass a torch, and it goes from person to person across the state on a physical route. And obviously this year that wasn't possible or it wasn't advised, and so we decided to do our version of a virtual torch run, where people could run a minimum of 1 mile in their home county and declare that their torch run route. They would receive a shirt. The event is free. and they would run their mile or miles. You could run as many as you want, really, but it has to be a minimum of a mile. Take a picture of either the landscape or themselves, ideally both, and then submit that to us via email or post it with a hashtag. And then they'd be part of a daily drawing. And our goal was to have at least one runner from all 93 counties sign up and do a torch run of their own in their home county, and then submit it. And what we've found after 1 week of the virtual torch run is an amazing photo album of Nebraska's people and landscapes, starting from west to east. And I think we were in, and still are probably in the heart of your listening area, in the middle of Nebraska. But it's been really heartwarming because a lot of these runners have dedicated their mile to, I would say the prevalent one would be healthcare workers or essential workers at this time. Many have dedicated them to first responders, members of law enforcement, or use them to make some kind of a statement against racism. And it's just been a beautiful, and you can go on our Facebook page. It's the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run has its own Facebook page. And every day our team and the runners themselves post to a photo album for that day. Every day covers between 3 and 6 counties. So as it is each county's day, those photos go up in the album, and a lot of people are telling their story about their running for or in memory of someone or something. And it really has been, I think, way better from a quality and a quantity standpoint. I think there's about 800 runners registered, and we have every county represented so far except Dakota County.
Wow.
So we're efforting and working real hard to get someone from South Sioux City so that we have every county represented when it's finished. Like I say, we're 1 week into it, and the last day is June 25th when we do Lancaster and the surrounding counties here. But it's just been almost an overwhelming response. And you said it before, you're exactly right. People really want to be doing something. They want to be part of something. They're ready and eager to participate. And they're taking their health seriously. That's another great thing, is that people are being active and healthy. And the torch run really kind of hits all of those bullet points.
Dave, one final question before we let you go. I know that many from our listening area love to participate in the state games. So what about registration and where it stands now? I assume still an opportunity to get registered for certain events that are going to be available, and I'm guessing maybe the website is the best place to go. Tell us about registration, if you would.
You got it. If you go to cornhuskerstategames.com and hit the Register Now button, you can sign up online. We're recommending folks sign up, you know, whether there is certainty of the event or uncertainty. There's three things that could happen if the event gets canceled. One, participants could donate their registration fee, which will help us sustain the organization in a time when we're certainly going to have a shortfall in entry and related income. Number two, you can keep your registration fee in our hands and use it for a future event, so it becomes a credit. Number three, we refund you in full. So you'd have your choice of those if the event's canceled. But we're very optimistic that most of our events are going to happen, and we certainly hope that folks will take the opportunity to register early as opposed to later, because number one, that gives us confidence on that feasibility side that it's going to be worth it, and not something that we'll simply be losing a lot of money to host. So we kind of are using it as a survey, you know, get it out there and let's see what the interest is, and then we'll make it happen and make it safe. And I agree, it could be could actually be bigger than normal just because of people getting and having other events being canceled. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Dave, I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. I know you're a busy guy. We wish you and your team the best as you continue to work toward those dates that are set up in July, and we again appreciate you taking the time.
thanks very much to you and everyone in the area that supports and attends the Cornhusker State games. We appreciate you all.